Good morning. This is Matt with the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report prepared by Steve Suman for the week of February 13th. In a minute, I'm going to give you some contact information on employment opportunities with the DNR. So if you're interested in that, why don't you go grab a pencil and paper while I ramble on about the weather. It's warmer than normal week. We'll have highs around 40, lows in the 20s, which quite frankly, I don't like this time of year. It's too soon to let go of snowmobiling, ice fishing, and skiing. Nobody wants the sap to start running when there's still 2 feet of snow in the woods. But as a wise person once said, you get what you get or you don't get nothing. Greg up at Happy Hooker says that the angler interest picked up last week on the Quiet Lakes. Ice conditions were good before the midweek warm-up. Much of the snow is packing nicely, making for good ice travel on the lakes. Okay, here are those DNR jobs I was talking about. Max Walter, local DNR biologist, says that the DNR is hiring for spring and summer employment positions. If you or someone you know might be interested, here are details on applying for those positions. You're going to go to this website, https://wj.wi.gov/9161. You can also, if you have any questions, call Max directly at 715-634-7429. I don't know what the positions are exactly. Call Max and find out. Let's get to the snowmobile ski trail report. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition. We have a base of 8 to 12 inches. We've had some warm daytime temperatures, but there's still a great base because we started with a lot of snow. Groomers are backing off now from grooming during the day, but most are out as much as possible during the cold late evenings and early mornings. You can track where they are using the GTS app. If you're out on the lakes, please stay on the trails. If you have to move off to get on or off the lake, do so with caution. All lakes remain staked except Lake Hayward. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition. They've got a base of 8 to 12 inches. Clam Lake, Ashland County area trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition, base of 12 to 16 inches. But look out for logging that's going to take place starting February 7th, so it's already started, for 2 weeks from that date along Trail 8 from Parker Road to White Bass Road. They're going to try not to log from noon Friday through noon Monday. A one-mile segment of Trail 8 near Clam Lake shares Forest Road 336 with vehicle traffic. So if you're on that stretch, please ride at the posted speed and in the same direction as the cars and trucks. Russ County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition. They have a base of 8 to 12 inches. Skiers, the Berkey Trail is groomed and in good condition with a base of 8 to 10 inches. Remember that if you're going to ski any part of the Berkey Trail December through March, you need a Berkey Trail ski pass. And if you want to ski on the snowmaking loop up in Cable at the start, you need an all-access snow pass. You know, I was just up there this weekend for the high school state meet. And that is a beautiful venue. They've got really some nice trails and terrain up there by the Berkey start. You should check it out. Anyway, you can get that pass at berkey.com. If you need more information, call the Berkey office. Their number is 715-634-5025. Whew, let's get to the fishing report. Recent mild temperatures melted a lot of snow out there, producing some slush. We hope that cold temperatures midweek will turn that around. You can check with your favorite bait shop for the most current ice conditions, as well as fish locations, favorite baits, and presentation preferences. Right now, the walleye fishing is fair to decent. Look for them on deep, hard-to-soft bottom transitions and areas near shallow, low-light feeding locations. Walleye suckers and shiners under tip-ups and dead sticks, jigging baits, and spoons rattlebaits, and lipless crankbaits are all working on walleye. The northern pike action is good to very good. You'll find them on weeds, weed edges, points, other structure, and wherever you find the little fish. Northern suckers and shiners under tip-ups, jigs, and bottom fishing dead minnow baits are all effective on pike. The crappie fishing is good to very good, but you might have to drill many holes and move with the schools. Look for them suspended on deep weeds and weed edges and in deep holes and lake basins in 18 to 30 feet. Use crappie minnows, waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on tungsten jigs. The bluegill fishing is good to very good. Fish are on flats, weeds, wood, rock, cribs, and other structure. Waxy spikes and plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and spoons are working well. Try crappie minnows if you want bigger bluegills. If action's slow, maybe try downsizing your bait or a different presentation. Perch fishing is fair to good. Some fish are on deep transitions. Others are moving to mud flats in 8 to 15 feet of depth. But once you find them, try to keep with them. Sometimes disturbing the sediment can keep them interested. The best baits, which include small jigs and spoons tipped with crappie minnows, fatheads, and minnow heads, are all working great. Some upcoming dates for you. Tomorrow, the 15th, fox, raccoon hunting and trapping, and coyote trapping all close. We've got Berkey Race Week coming up, February 22nd through the 26th. Cottontail rabbit season closes on the 28th. On March 5th, general inland fishing season closes. Also on March 5th, mink and muskrat trapping season close. The full moon is coming up on March 6th. Fat Bike Berkey on March 11th. Daylight savings time starts at 2 a.m. on March 12th. Crow season closes on March 20th. And we got early catch and release trout season open now and going on through May 5th. If you want to know anything else about what's happening, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and look at the calendar of events. You can also call us down at the office. The Chamber of Commerce phone number is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. Well, okay. Why don't you put on your muck boots and get out there and enjoy northern Wisconsin.